words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
Our gospel reading this morning. This is part of that last night that Jesus spends with his disciples. Just prior to this passage was the betrayal of Judas. So do not let your hearts be troubled by what just happened. This is part of what Jesus is saying. And also, do not let your hearts be troubled by what is to come. The denial by Peter, the trial, the crucifixion. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Well, words of comfort and reassurance. Just like we had different words of comfort and reassurance last week. In my research this week, in conjunction with our readings, I came across this story that I would like to share with you. In the town of Atwood, reputation was everything. There was a man named Frederick who lived in a small trailer behind an old, rusted-out garage. And years ago, Frederick had been the town's cautionary tale. He had struggled with a public battle with addiction that cost him his family's farm, standing in the local church. To the townspeople, Frederick was, if you will, discarded. He was the man you'd not nod to out of pity, but would never invite to Sunday dinner. The leaders of Atwood, the successful business owners and the pillars of the community, saw him as a broken tool, someone who had used up his chances and was now just taking up space. Isn't that awful? However, because Frederick had lost everything, he had developed a quiet, unassuming spirit. He spent his days fixing old tractors for the poorest farmers, often charging nothing more than a thermos of coffee. You know, he didn't look like much. His hands were permanently stained with grease and his clothes were well worn, but he had a way of listening that made people feel seen. Well, one winter, a young man in town named James, the star athlete and son of the mayor, James hit a breaking point. Under the crushing pressure of everyone's expectations, James's mental health plummeted. He didn't go to the pastor, and he didn't go to his father. He was too afraid of losing his perfect status. Instead, in the middle of a freezing night, James found himself walking toward the glow of the single light bulb in Frederick's garage. The town's golden boy sat on a milk crate and wept. And he poured his heart out to the town's seeming failure. And yet Frederick was beautiful and a safe place. Frederick didn't judge him, Frederick didn't lecture him, and Frederick didn't tell the neighbors. He just sat there and shared his own story of being broken and showed Jake how to find a way, James, showed James how to find a way back home. Over the next year, Frederick became a secret sanctuary. He wasn't the man chosen to lead the parade or give the town speech, but he was the one chosen by a higher power to be the healer of the town's hidden wounds. Frederick had a sacred role in that community, didn't he? While the world saw a relic of a mistake, God saw a vessel of mercy. You know, the words from this morning's readings that particularly spoke to me and this story were three of the verses from John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And a couple of lines from the First Peter reading. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And at the end of that same reading, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. There's an image I saw for the first time this week that I can't shake, that ties into that story and ties into these readings. I know in the past I had spoken to you about the statue called Homeless Jesus. Do you remember me speaking about that? Of a man curled up, sleeping on a bench under a blanket, but his feet are sticking out. And when you look closely at his feet, they show the wounds of Jesus' crucifixion. This statue reminded me of that. This statue is just a couple of years old, and it's called Sheltering. And it shows a man clearly impoverished, and his ribs are sticking out, showing, and he's laying in a semi-fetal position. And a blanket is being pulled up to cover him and give him warmth by a dove. I don't know if that was the artist's intention, but in my mind, that dove is the Holy Spirit, providing warmth and shelter and care for someone who desperately needs it. I guess that's what I wanted to highlight for you from this week's readings. God's kingdom. God's kingdom, where everybody counts and everybody matters. Where there is room enough and love enough for all of us. Our Lord, who goes to prepare a place for us, living stones who, though rejected by mortals, are still chosen and precious in God's sight. My brothers and sisters, in those times and places in our lives where we are the one rejected or pushed aside, remember God has room enough and love enough for you. And when we encounter someone else who is in that dreadful place of feeling or being rejected or homeless or lost or alone, may we be moved by the Holy Spirit to be the dove, to offer the blanket of shelter and care. May we be the hands that offer the cold cup of water to drink, the warm bowl of soup, or, like Frederick in that story, the listening ear that cares. Because even those who are rejected by mortals are precious and beloved in God's sight. For that I say thanks be to God.
Amen.